he said it because of his wet blanket energy. Unhinged. All right, guys, we are recapping the Women Tell All, coming to you a little bit earlier than you expected. I bet you didn't expect to see us so quick after this episode, but crazier things have happened. What did you think of this Women Tell All? I think as a whole, I was pleasantly surprised for a lot of reasons. We'll dive into all like the hot seats and everything. But first and foremost, I feel like the fact that they took a good amount of time to address the hate that the contestants, specifically Rachel, have gotten, I think was so needed. And even Jesse said, like, it's overwhelming. And I totally agree. It's worse than it's ever been before. And it needed to be addressed.
Yeah, no, I think it is good that they addressed it. I just like, I wonder if it will really make any difference. And I do feel like, as much as Jesse Palmer like denounces doing this, I don't know. I do feel like the show could be doing more to combat this, because it's like absolutely out of control. I was like getting like emotional and like tearing up watching Rachel like break down. It's like, nope, deserves that. Like, what did this girl ever do besides just like exist? She's been incredibly sweet. And even if she wasn't incredibly sweet, even if she was mean on an edited TV show, that's still no reason, no excuse to send anyone any hate. Like, get a life. You're such a loser
touch
if you do that.
Grass.
I'm sorry.
For real. No, but also like her touching on like specific racist things that she's getting said to her is just so disgusting and vile. And I mean, while you're saying like you don't think things will change, I hope and I pray that like someone changes. If one person that sent a message like that kind of reflects and no longer does it, then
it's a step in the right direction.
It's a step in the right direction. But like when he used the word overwhelming, that's the word I've been using all season. Like, I see the hate and I can't handle it. And it's not even directed at me. And it makes me question, like, do I want to be on the internet as much as I am? Like, I don't want to be around you people, like not you guys listening, but like the people on the internet that think it's a normal thing to do to send messages like that to people. It's such a bizarre period of life to be in that, like, we have access to, like, you could slide into Jennifer Aniston's DMs. She probably won't answer, but like the accessibility to people that we see on TV.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, but like, it's funny that you bring up Jennifer Aniston. It's like, you think these people are like, oh, so famous and celebrities because they were like on a TV show. Like, these people are not that famous. If you're sending them DMs, like, they're going to see them. It's not just like you're airing your frustration out into a void to like, you, like, I feel like this happened to you a lot too, where like someone will say something like rude or condescending and you respond and they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't think you were going to see this. Love the podcast. And it's like, who did you think was going to see it when they sent it to you, specifically your private DMs?
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me. So I thought that it was good that they addressed that on the show. I think overall, and you know, like, I don't really like the Women Tell All, but I actually was pleasantly surprised with this one because I actually believed that the drama that they were unpacking, specifically with all of the Maria stuff, I genuinely believed that that was real drama and these girls like really felt a type of way about Maria. So it was like nice to actually be unpacking and trying to get to the root of like an issue that I believed was a real issue. But still to this day, I don't even really know exactly what everyone's problem was with Maria. I have some theories now that I've seen more about how people interact, but I genuinely think these people had problems with each other. And so that was at least like interesting to see, as opposed to like Shrimpgate. Like, who cares?
Yeah, well, one of the notes that I have in the beginning is that they show us a trailer of everything that we have questions on. So I was like, yes, let's get right into it. I mean, past the fucking bachelor watch parties, which no one cares. Move on.
Yeah.
But like, then we see the trailer of like all the feuds, all the Maria versus Sydney stuff. Like, finally, let's get answers. This is why I think this is one of the more anticipated Women Tell Alls in Bachelor history, because there's so many questions we were confused about. I don't think we got all the answers, but we did get a lot of like resolution. I think Maria has proven once again that she has such queen energy. Her ability to like just extend a hand to the girls that she was feuding with all season and make amends was so awesome of her.
I think what I took from this whole episode is that like Maria is the ultimate girl's girl. Like, she was not trying to, you know, put other women down or like be nitpicky. Like, even the girls that were like being nitpicky with her and causing problems with her, she still at the end of the day was the one reaching out to apologize, like trying to, she wanted things to be okay. And I just like, I love her. Like, I think she's such a great person. And I like that she is like a little bit rough around the edges and maybe was a little bit blunt and rough at times and said things that maybe landed the wrong way with certain girls. But I like that she has all these different layers to her, because I think what I kind of concluded after they kind of unpacked it all of this is like, I think maybe Maria did say some of those things in a more blunt, harsh way, but I genuinely don't believe she had bad intent in saying them. Like, I think she's just the type of person who's like going to be fucking real with you. And like, if you're like, hey Maria, like, does this dress look okay? If it doesn't look good, she's going to be like, no, that looks fucking disgusting. Yeah. Take it off. But because she, I think, is just the type of personality that like appreciates that type of honesty. But I can see how other people, if they're either more sensitive or if they're just like from a different part of the country and are not used to such like bluntness, that they can be a little bit taken aback by that and be like, whoa, like, okay, like rude. But I don't think Maria is ever intending to be rude. She just has a lot of layers to her, but she gives like very like head bitch, East Coast realness energy. And I appreciate it.
There's literally like what's not to love about this woman. We find out that it's Lauren, everyone's favorite sister, Lauren, who said shut the fuck up to Leah and not Maria. What I thought was interesting, everyone applauded. They all laughed. It was all great. Why can't we roll the tape? We have the footage, I'm sure. Why can't we show it? What I thought was interesting when you're saying like you do think that she did probably say some of those things, I agree.
Yeah.
Because like, why aren't they showing us then? Like, what I feel like in any other Bachelor situation, they would show us the footage. Usually like with the crystal needle dick thing, they showed that footage.
Right, right.
And they got to the answers of like what was really said. In this case, it was a lot of she said, but we never went back to the footage. We didn't get, did we have any like never before seen footage besides like the bloopers?
No, we didn't.
So like,
no,
I feel like there was more here. Like Sydney doubles down and she's like, the weird, embarrassing, dumb stuff was said. And I just wish we saw more of it. I believe
it might have been said.
Yeah, I believe it. And I think we said this before. It could have been a thing of like, oh my God, this is so dumb. Or like, you're being so dumb even. But it's not meant in a like, you are actually stupid.
No, I think that's just like her communication style is very like direct in a way. It's like a very tough love type thing. You know what I mean? Like I could see her being like, oh, this is like fucking embarrassing for you. Like, get your shit together. You're better than this. Mm. And, but I could see someone who is not as secure, like really getting offended by that and thinking like, oh my God, she said I'm so embarrassing. And it's like, okay, but like, were you being embarrassing? Like maybe like,
well, she acknowledges too. She's like, I was being annoying. So I understand like you called me annoying, but like I was being. And so they introduce all the girls first and foremost, like Maria, I haven't seen people rally for a Bachelor contestant as much as Maria since Corinne. Like, I feel like she is getting like the Corinne. Everyone's just obsessed. Everyone's just celebrating this girl and rightfully so, but it's just really interesting to see. I did notice the second amount of applause went to Lexi, which I feel even paired with her like hot seat, had Lexi went further, she would have been a much stronger contender for Bachelorette. I don't think she's really in the running. I think it's obviously either Maria or one of the final two girls, whoever Joey doesn't end up with. But
I did think it was interesting, though, that the people that got the hot seats, it was Lexi, Jen, and Maria. And I think they were equally testing out all of them to kind of see how people react.
That's in my notes.
Like, with Lexi and Jen, like, they didn't actually have drama to, like, have a hot seat to address. They basically just brought them forward. They shed more of a light on, like, their backstories and gave us a little bit more of their personality. And then they were like, and thank you, everyone. Lexi. It's like, that wasn't a hot seat. There was nothing to address with Lexi. You're just like putting these people in front of us and seeing like which one we stick to. And I think it was interesting that it was Lexi, Jen, and Maria, all people who I think have strong plays at maybe being the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think Maria has the strongest, but I could see the other ones being contenders. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Guys, we're definitely getting closer to wedding season. And so I think whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or just not going to any weddings and in your everyday life want to have a more smooth, snatched look, I think Honeylove is a great go-to for all things shapewear.
I recently got a lot more into shapewear in the past few years. And what I love about Honey Love is that the quality is just so good and it's so comfortable to wear. The top of it is not always rolling down. It's very easy to use the bathroom with it, which honestly has always been a huge deterrent for me in the past for wearing shapewear. It's like you don't want to be stuck like totally like peeling something off of you while you're having to pee. Like that's not enjoyable. And then having to like scoop it back on. It's so much easier. They also have a lot of bodysuits, leggings, pajamas, all different things on their website. So go check them out. For a limited time, you guys can get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link. You can go to honeylove.com/she's all batch 20. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market. Save 20% at honeylove.com/she's all batch 20. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/she's all batch 20. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Move with confidence thanks to Honey Love.
Yeah. I literally wrote in my notes, these hot seats are bachelorette auditions. Both Lexi and Jen's hot seat, Jesse asked like, so what's next for you in your love life? And he gave like the classic like bachelorette question for you to say. Lexi said, I'm ready to meet my person. Joey has set an extremely high bar. And then Jen said, I have a new sense of hope. I'm ready to find my person. Right. I know what I deserve. I want an undeniably ruthless love and I want it to be reciprocated. Like both very bachelorette-esque things to say. What I think is odd is Kelsey T went home the same time as Jen. You know, Kelsey T was sitting in the back. She didn't get a hot seat. We got like a quick update with her. Jesse did ask her a question and she gave an update on like the status of her and her family. And it was nice to like hear like how she's been since filming. But I thought it was interesting that like Jen's like right in the front, right next to Maria. And I feel like Kelsey T, who he had, I would say, equally as a strong connection with. And she went home the same time, but she didn't get the same placement at the Women Tell All. And I think where you sit and how much time you get says a lot.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I don't know. I guess they had equal connections with Joey. I thought Jen was maybe like a little bit stronger and maybe they just feel that Jen has more of that like personality that they could potentially either see as a bachelorette or like as a big contender in Paradise. So they wanted us to get to know more about her.
Paradise.
Paradise never happens.
Wait, probably so that was interesting too. So like, obviously we think Paradise isn't coming back. We don't know. There hasn't been like an official announcement, but like, did you notice that people always call out at the Women Tell All that the back row, especially people that went home like very early on, they are very vocal because we know firsthand that they are coached to be vocal because it's their Paradise audition. With Paradise not being like a definitive thing, I didn't find the people that didn't get as much screen time on the show to be as like
aggressive.
Yeah. Like they weren't like trying to get in as much. I feel like in the past, like someone that sticks out, was it Jane on Colton's season? Jane like really inserted herself. And I remember someone turned around
and she got herself on the beach. So like slay Jane.
And I remember it was Hannah Brown that actually turned around and she's like, Jane, why aren't you even weighing in on this? Like you weren't even there for this argument. And but it wasn't that level of like desperation to get airtime to me. Like I felt like everyone that spoke up was reasonable and they were supposed to kind of contribute to the conversation. And I wonder if that had anything to do with the fact that Paradise isn't necessarily looming. They're just having a conversation.
But I do think like if it's not going to be Paradise, it will be something else at some point, like some different show where they can continue to use this talent. Like I don't think they're going to just like not have some sort of spinoff where all of our faves can be seen again.
All of our favorites are back.
Wait, speaking of our favorites, Susan and Kathy are now having Golden Hour, a spinoff of Bachelor Happy Hour. That's kind of slay. But also, I don't know. Do we think their 5 minutes has passed?
No, you say it. You've been saying this for a while. I don't think their 5 minutes have passed.
But like, would you listen to that podcast? I would not. Unless they wanted us on it and we did a collab.
They're not going to have us on it because it's an ABC official pod. So they're going to, unfortunately.
Now we can never have Susan on our pod, which is so annoying.
I don't think Susan's going to like that gig for too long. I think it's nice and shiny now. And I think she deserves more than that. I think she should be getting more. Don't you think? Like, imagine, like, she's doing all these, like, extra appearances for ABC, showing up on, like, every fucking show, doing, like, cameos. And, like, now you're just hosting The Bachelor So what is it? Bachelor Happy? What is it? Bachelor?
It's called Golden Hour. Yeah, it's like the new Bachelor Happy Hour.
That's a brilliant name.
It is a good name. Well, maybe they're just, it's going to be just like Bachelor Happy Hour, but like from their perspective, and they're going to be commenting on the current seasons of Bachelorette, doing interviews. Who knows? I don't know.
I'm going to tune in. I'm going to hear what it's about and see how they do. Did you think it was weird that Susan and Kathy weren't sitting with Leslie and Sandra? I thought that was weird because the other two were there.
Maybe it was just like they sat them like in different spots just to have more people in different places. I really didn't think much of it, actually.
So we know the status of April in Askin, but now Nancy's not there either. And now that Susan and Kathy are doing this like spinoff pod, do we think like, I don't know. Like, is it just...
I mean, I think Askin is no more.
It's just...
Nancy was... Yeah, exactly. I never thought Nancy was as involved in Askin or as big like a presence as like Susan and Kathy. Like Susan and Kathy are the ringleaders for Askin. And April's out. So
Nancy was famous by association because they needed the N in Askin and that was Nancy. But like, it's not like we really got to know Nancy. So back to the ladies, though, when the episode first started, so much shade was being thrown towards Leia and not a lot towards Sydney. I felt like the house was like collectively angry at Leia.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you think about the season's villain, I don't think Leia. I think Sydney. But it seems like that a lot of people had issues like how Leia, she was praised for throwing the infamous steal a date card in the fire and claiming to be a girl's girl, but then her behavior later in the season wasn't a girl's girl.
Yeah, I think they were just kind of calling out that she is like maybe a little bit more phony. Whereas like Sydney, I think, was at least like upfront always with where she stood on things. Whereas I feel like Leia was trying to like create a different persona of like, oh, I'm like girl supporting girls. I'm a girl's girl. But then, you know, her actions didn't really connect with that. And I think that's more frustrating to people than someone who's just like owning it. And it's like, yeah, I don't like Maria. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like what was Sydney's stance.
Yeah. Leia was getting so much backlash from the women, though. She leaves the stage during a commercial break and they show us that. I love when they like kind of break the fourth wall like that. So Leia leaves, Jess follows her. And Leia says to Jess, you know, that's not what happened. And what I said out loud while watching it, it's like, well, then just tell us what happened. Like, I just felt like there was still, while we got to the bottom of a few more things and I'm happy that the girls made up, I just wished that, what do you mean that's not what happened? Tell us what happened then from your perspective. Also, just going back to the shut the fuck up thing, they still didn't just ask Leia, is that true, Leia? Is it Lauren and you just mixed up Lauren and Maria? We still don't have that answer. And I just wish like they didn't ask it during the show while they were filming. Joey didn't ask Leia. Like no one ever asked her, did this happen?
Yeah, but that is why I am optimistic at least that we might really get Maria as a bachelorette. Because I think quite frankly, maybe a lot of this did happen and they're protecting Maria and they don't want us to see her in such a negative light. So they're kind of like dancing around it. But which is annoying because I want to see it too. But I want to like, oh, just like how they cut out Hannah Brown's thing from Colton season. Was that what you were going to say?
Yes. Yeah. Like how like so Hannah Brown versus Kaylin was such a big thing on the show. Then they know Hannah Brown's going to be the bachelorette. And like Hannah's like, yeah, I just want to bury the hatchet and not talk about it. And Chris Harrison's like, no problem. We got it. Moving on. And I'm like, what do you mean? This is such a big storyline and we don't have to talk about it. Funny. Maybe the real story would have made her look like not as good. And they don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I was going to say too is remember in the first promo for Colton season, there is a scene of Hannah Brown like confronting Colton or addressing him. And I think it was pretty confirmed that after Hannah Brown got sent home, Colton, then it was the hometown dates and Colton went to Alabama because he was at Hannah G's hometown.
Yeah.
And Hannah Brown went and crashed that hometown date and shows up. And that's in the promo for like the first promo of Colton season. And then not only do they never show it in any promo ever again, they cut all of that from the hometown dates. We never saw what happened in Alabama. Yeah. And I think it's just once again, because they're trying to paint Hannah Brown in a bachelorette light. And, you know, after someone breaks up with you, crashing someone else's hometown date and confronting them and being like, why didn't you pick me, is clearly not like bachelorette behavior. So I think it's the same thing with the Maria stuff.
And to be clear, that's not anyone saying that like Maria's wrong for, I think even if she said it or didn't say it, I don't care. I don't think these are like damaging things about a person, but I still think ABC could be just wanting not to touch on that.
Right. Well, because maybe the footage just doesn't make her look great. But again, I think like one moment of you kind of snapping and saying to someone, hey, like, shut the fuck up, does not define your character. Like, do you know how many times I've said that to my friends? Like, it's just, it happened. Maybe she was tired. Maybe she needed to eat a snack and she had low blood sugar. Like, who's to say? But it makes me happy because I think that means Maria is like a genuine top contender for Bachelorette. And while I know we want that and we think that's what's going to happen, I just never trust this show to make the right decision. And they're going to give us like fucking Lexi. And it's like nothing against Lexi, but I just don't think that would be as interesting of a season.
No, I love Maria. Lexi. She's gorgeous. Probably one of the most beautiful people that we've ever had on the show. But no, she won't be the Bachelorette.
I hope not.
For the people that, a lot of people are saying this though, like, I don't trust ABC. They always choose the wrong people. They don't always choose the wrong people. I hear you. I think we love Clayton on this pod. I know. We love Clayton on this pod. However, he was not the right choice that people wanted that season. And Zach Shallcross. Besides that though, I mean, Charity was an amazing choice and Joey was an amazing choice. So I feel like we need to like give ABC a little bit of a pass. Because the last two seasons, they did get it right. Also, they do not have this amount of hype for a contestant and then turn the other cheek. ABC just posted the other day, it was a meme of Joey, like, with his hands in his face from, like, one of the episodes. And it said, like, all of Bachelor Nation now that Maria's not on the show anymore. And I commented and I was like, the fact that you're saying this before the Bachelorette is announced speaks volumes. You know, they look at Maria and they see dollar signs. Like, this is a business. Let's all remember. And if they want to make money, they're going to choose the person that's going to make them the most money. Do we all remember the Blake versus Jason versus Colton? Colton's like, do you want ratings? Because I will do whatever the fuck you want to make this season the biggest ever. And it was. So I am not worried. I am not worried at all. Maria has got it. She does.
I'm worried. Don't jinx it. Knock on wood. We're going to roll back these tapes. Yeah, I guess we'll see. I do think if they do pick Maria, I do think then we're headed for a little bit of a Bachelor renaissance, which we have not had in a minute. Like, Joey's season has been so popular, like with Maria coming, like, I don't know. More people are talking about and watching Joey's season than have in a very long time. And I know that that's factually correct because of the ratings, but also just anecdotally, I feel like a lot more people in my life are coming up to me and being like, wait, but like Joey's season, Joey. And I'm like, okay, let's bring it back, people.
Yeah,
it was rough there for a minute, but like, we got it.
Oh my God. And like, you know who stood the test of time? She's All Batch podcast. So if you have a friend that's new to the Bachelor community, send them our way.
Want to know something funny? So yesterday I was walking outside and some girl like directly behind me was basically like talking with her friends. And she was like, yeah, so all my plans for this week is I really need to watch The Bachelor on Monday. I need to watch it like day of, because like there's so many spoilers out there and blah, blah, blah. And she's like going on and on and on about how she like has to watch The Bachelor Monday. And I was like whispering to my friend as I was talking, I was like, do you think she listens to She's All Batch podcast? Like, I don't know, but it just feels like things are like Bachelor's more in the zeitgeist than it's been like in a minute.
Who was the most popular season that we've covered since we started doing this? Clayton.
I don't know.
Gabby, Rachel. Then
Zach.
Okay, so this may Charity. Be like our best season yet if we get a Maria, which we will.
I know, I'll be so happy.
I've never been more confident because, again, I think ABC likes money.
Yeah, but if they really liked money, they would do certain things differently too. For a while, I was like, are you trying to make this show bad? For a while, I'm like, you are running this show to the ground on purpose. And honestly, I feel like that's what they did with Paradise. They made that bad on purpose. Like, you guys can't be that stupid to think that all these fake forced storylines is like what we want. Stop it right now.
So, but like Maria is like a full-blown celebrity now. She gets the hot seat and you would think like, again, Jennifer Aniston is walking down on the stage and having a hot seat with Jesse. He asks why Sydney had such a problem with her. Maria doesn't know. Sydney speaks up and says she prides herself on being honest. And she said that weird, dumb, embarrassing stuff did happen, but that Sydney should have been more resolution oriented instead of pointing fingers at her, which I agree with. And I thought it was really good of Sydney to come in there and like own her wrongs too, because I think the problem was it was always pointed at Maria and it was never taking accountability for like what she brought to the table. Like,
yeah, I agree.
But like, I'm sorry, the Sydney getting up and saying like, I want to make up and walking over to Sydney and Leia and giving a group hug. I got teary eyed. Like, I thought that was such a beautiful moment. And I think with Maria and why everyone's so captivated by her is like, she's funny, she's outrageous, she's gorgeous, but she has like such a kind heart too. And usually if someone has all those things, they're not so much of a good person too. Like, you don't always get all of it. And Maria is truly the full package that I don't think we've gotten a chance to see on the show. I don't know. I just don't think we've had a person like her.
No, I agree. And I think like, while these girls keep hiding behind like, you know, the things she said and how it was so mean or whatever, I do think a little bit at the end of the day was just jealousy. Like, Maria is clearly such like a confident person. And the fact that like Joey was so obviously so into her, I think she just like intimidates people. And I think that can sometimes be taken the wrong way. And people think that she's like, you know, rude or whatever, but I think she's just tapping into like other people's insecurities. And that says a lot more about them than it does about Maria. Maria's just unapologetically like being herself.
True. Sorry. She did. I like that she pointed out like when just the first night, like celebrated the fact that she got extra time with Joey. She announced that she kissed him, remember? And then like when Maria got extra time with Joey in like wherever they were that other time, she's like, that's when she had the problem with me. Like, why is it fine when you do it, but it's not fine when I do it? I think people had the issue because it was Maria. Because if it was anyone, if it was Lexi, I don't think anyone would have cared. They would have been like, oh, good job. You know? So it definitely was the fact that
it's a classic. They're just jealous of you. If I was Maria's mom, that's what I would tell her. Yeah, they're just jealous of you, honey. It's fine.
We go back to Tulum, though, and we get to see what happens with the final three, which was nice. We get the answers to what Kelsey had to tell Joey. And it was a big, fat nothing burger, like I predicted.
I know.
I knew this is what it was going to be. It was really annoying. And they made her write the note. Ugh. Guys, once again, last recap, I said, they know where Joey is at all times. They could have said, hey, he's going to be in his room at 5 o'clock. You can go over. Here's a handler. They're going to walk you to his fucking room. Like, this is, they don't just get to roam about the hotel and go wherever they want. She goes to his door. He's not there. She writes the note. The note caused the drama. And that's what they used for the storyline. Then the topic at hand is just, it's hard not seeing you. And I miss you. And it's hard, like, wondering what's going on. And I really care about you. And I want to tell you I missed you.
Right. It's like, hey, girl, that could have been an email. That could have been a nice, you could have just written that on the note. But of course, you know, production wouldn't let her write. She could have just said, like, miss you. Want to see you soon, Kelsey. But of course, production's not going to make her do that. Or let her do that.
I know,
really.
Because imagine if she showed up to his door and just had the conversation without the note and just was like, yeah, I miss you. It's really hard. Like, that would have been such a nothing throwaway scene that they may not have even aired. But because she wrote this damn note, it was the biggest thing in the world. And then Joey gets almost not mad at her about it, but he's definitely affected by it. And he's like, it's hard for me to snap out of this now because I've expressed that my biggest fear is that someone's not going to reciprocate this. The person I choose is not going to reciprocate it. And you're telling, you're scaring me that we need to talk. Out of all phrases you use the classic phrase that someone says when they want to break up with someone.
Right. No, I think it was equally like just like stupid clickbait for us, the audience. But also, I do think now they're trying to get in Joey's head and they're trying to break him leading up to, you know, him having to make his choice, which is so mean. Leave the boy alone.
I know. And he's proven like he is like king through and through. Also, back to like the girls in the Women Tell All, though, Sydney said that like when she was getting hate, Joey reached out to her to make sure he was okay. And she's like, the Joey you're seeing on TV is like the Joey that is real in real life. I love that she said that. I thought that was really cool. I like that he did it and reached out to her and made sure she was okay. Yeah. And I like that she let us know that he did, because I think it says a lot about him.
Such a good guy.
We go to the final three and they're trying to paint it like Kelsey could go home. LOL. She doesn't.
No, we knew it was Rachel's time at this point. It was really nice to see them kind of like on the couch together. They clearly have such a good friendship. And I hope that like going forward, whether Joey's like engaged to someone or whatever happens next, that him and Rachel can continue to be friends, because I do think they have like such a solid, they just like have such a good rapport. You can just see how they're like so jokey with each other. And it's nice to see.
Yeah. When they're on the couch back in like the studio, she looks at him and she's like, did you enjoy that? Yeah, that was fun. Like watching back their little like segments.
Yeah, no,
like
they have cute.
Like cute banter. They definitely give like mm-hmm. bestie vibes. I do hope that they can like still be friends after this. We end this Women Tell All with them showing the trail. If you're, do you have any other points?
No,
I'm not towards
really.
My end, but we can always go back to.
Yeah.
We get to the end of the Women Tell All and we see the trailer for the finale. And he says, Joey would normally watch the finale, but what happens is mm-hmm. so heart-wrenching. I didn't want to make him relive that. Dude, let's be real.
They're really trying to make us feel a type of way about this finale. And I'm just like, if it doesn't deliver, like, fuck you, ABC.
I don't
Stop
think
doing
it's going
to
deliver.
Stop trying to make us think that, like, certain things are going to happen or whatever. Like, I just...
They weren't originally saying it was, like, so, like, gut-wrenching, heart-wrenching. It was the unprecedented ending thing that, like, it never happened before. And that, you guys know, we have spoke with Reality Steve. We can confirm that part is true. Like, it has never happened before. Do I think that, like, Joey can't watch the footage? No. I think it's on par with any other Bachelor season ending that's emotional.
Well, I think what they're trying to make us think that, like, whoever he picks in the end rejects him and that he is just, like, totally left alone, single. That's the narrative. Yeah. And I think that's why they're trying to be like, oh, well, he can't look at this. It's too emotional, blah, 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 blah. But I agree. Yeah.
Like, Jesse, does he not remember? I think it's just so dumb for the logic to be that, like, he can't watch it on the screen. He lived right. it and he knows what happened and he's going to have to talk about it next week. So why does it fucking matter?
Right. No, they're just trying to, like, paint that to us. But it's just like, why?
Come on.
I know.
Yeah. So the finale is next week. And I think that's when we're going to get the Bachelorette announcement. We're going to see Joey with whatever happens at the end. And then Jesse's going to be like, but there was a standout person we had this season and she's going to go on the journey next. And then be like, and... Maria.
See, but I am stressed for whoever Joey doesn't pick having a stronger, fresher claim to the title. So that's really nerve-wracking. And whoever it is, whether it's Kelsey or Daisy, I just don't think either would be as interesting or as strong as Maria. So it's just like, if they don't do this right, I'm going to be really upset.
Or I threw this idea out too. They'll do back-to-back seasons. A la Katie and Michelle.
Yeah, true.
And it'll be a Maria season, so everyone's satisfied. And then it'll be a Kelsey or Daisy. We are a spoiler-free pod, so we're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that about wraps it up. We will see you on Wednesday for our normal standard episode. It's just going to be without a recap because we dropped this recap for you guys early.
Yeah.
So hope you enjoyed us, like, slotting into your RSS feed or your podcast app.
Yeah.
A little early.
Exactly.
Bye. All right. Bye. Well, Jackie, what? Is that it?
I think that's it.
Goodbye, bitches.